1 Chronicles chapter 10. Now the Philistines fought against Israel. And the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down dead in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard after Saul, and after his sons. And the Philistines killed Jonathan, and Abinadab, and Malchishua, the sons of Saul. And the battle went bad against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was wounded by the archers. Then Saul said to his armor-bearer, "Draw your sword, and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised come and abuse me." But his armor-bearer would not, because he was greatly afraid. So Saul took a sword, and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise on the sword, and died. So Saul died, and his three sons, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that they fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, then they forsook their cities, and fled. And the Philistines came and lived in them. And it came to pass in the morning when the Philistines came to strip the dead, that they found Saul and his sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And when they had stripped him, they took his head, and his armor, and sent into the land of the Philistines all around, to carry news to their idols, and to the people. And they put his armor in the house of their gods, and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon, their god. And when all Jabesh-Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose, and took away the body of Saul, and the bodies of his sons, and brought them to Jabesh, and buried their bones under the oak in Jabesh, and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his sin which he committed against the Lord Jehovah, even against the word of the Lord Jehovah which he did not keep, and also for asking counsel of one who had a familiar spirit, to inquire of it, and did not inquire of the Lord Jehovah. Therefore he killed him, and turned the kingdom over to David the son of Jesse.